greater obedience to God as you seek a happy new year, happy new you. And you will receive greater revelations of God as we have a greater allegiance for God. Amen. Amen. Let's put our all on the altar, not just a hand, not just compartments of our lives, not just, Lord, you take care of my health, but I'm going to take care of my relationships. Or, Lord, you take care of my traveling, but I'm going to take care of my calendar. Lord, you take care of my finances, but I'm going to take care of how I spend it. All right. Like I said, welcome to the club. Trust me and believe. It's not just what I've heard, it's what I know, and you know it too. But we all have our times where we test it out, intentionally or non-intentionally. Look, let's put our all on the altar. Let's put our praise on the altar, all of it, all of our worship, all of our trust, all of our faith, and watch the Lord continue to fire it up for his sake and ours. Amen. Let's listen to Sister Yolanda Adams sing just that and ask you the question we just asked you. Is your all on the altar? Give us a call here with your prayer request, your praise report. The number is 904-296-2251. And the number for later is 904-624-9868. Thank you for joining us and standing in the gap with Pastor Monica. After this song, we're going to get into our comedy clips for the Ha Ha Hallelujah.
Sweet peace and for faith to
Yolanda Adams, and this is Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We're going to have our hallelujah time now, but it's a couple of things, well, actually three things I want to run by you pretty quickly, but efficiently, but excellently as well. Remember, you can get in touch with us in other ways outside of the broadcast time from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can always call our Discipleship for Discipleship line as well for counseling. That's really great and affordable for you and can actually be done through video chat, through your computer, through your phone, or in person. No matter where you are, there are sons and men and daughters in ministry throughout the world, praise be to God, who are very good and credible and blessed and anointed to do what God has appointed us all to do. And so again, that number is 904-624-9868. That is the alternate number for the Stand in the Gap broadcast as well, so that you can leave your prayer request, your praise report at any time. You can text it. You can also call it in yourself. Myself, my assistant, Rev RJ, herself, or whomever is on duty on call will gladly take that. That's why we are here. We are all your servants. Also, January 9th, Wednesday, for those who are in Jacksonville, Florida, there is an invitation by Pastor Ronald Walters, his wife, and the church family at King Solomon United Baptist Church that is for an hour of power of prayer the morning of January 9th, and that is at 2240 Forest Street. You can get more information about the location. It's going to be in the sanctuary just by going to their website, King Solomon United Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Also, you have opportunity to join us through Facebook Live just for the rest of this weekend, and then we'll be transitioning to YouTube Live. Simply go to Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica on YouTube, and the usual times, Friday, Saturday, we will have Sunday, I'm not sure, we'll have the broadcast playing 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. live. That is, again, a way to reach even more people, to serve even more people, to become an even greater, more powered community of prayers as well as praisers, so that we can continue to be the community that through prayer, praise, and proclamation, we slay together those things that seek to overwhelm us. Amen. So that being said, I want to now transition us to our hallelujah time, because we know that God truly does bless us through laughter, right? Amen. Tonight we're going to listen in to a story together. Is that all right? We're going to listen in to Miss Jean Robertson. She has a good way of storytelling. Let's listen to Jean Robertson right here as she does things her own way. She's such a classy, beautifully tall woman, and she is a great storyteller. So let's listen in again. You can still call in as well.
About hiring Tony Meredith for me 28 years ago. Well, we try to have a good time in this business, and every so often we go on a little what we call perk trip. 5 years we went to Hillsboro. 10 years, Charlotte, all of these different places. 15 years, we took our husbands, went to Las Vegas. So 20 years rolled around. I said, Tony, where you want to go for your perk trip? She didn't bat an eye. She said, Hawaii. I want to see the crystal blue water. Elvis has been singing about it since I was junior high school. You came back and told me it was blue. I just want to get up and see it myself. So we organized what we referred to as Tony's Great Hawaiian Perk Trip to see the crystal blue water. This was something else. We cashed in every mile we could. We got free tickets. We got free hotel rooms. We did all of this. All I asked Left Brain to do was get two rooms near the Honolulu airport for the night we arrived. We were going to get in at 10:30, and we couldn't go the next morning to Maui for the speech. Tony said, I won't be able to see any crystal blue water. I said, you take free tickets when you get free tickets, Tony. Two rooms near the airport. We were landing in Honolulu, and I just leaned over and said, you get those two rooms near the airport, honey. And he answered me in some sort of Left Brain code. He said, I have us somewhere to stay. No. The answer to, did you get those two rooms near the airport, is either yes, I did, or no, I didn't. It never is, and it never will be, I have us somewhere to stay. Minutes after we got off that airplane, Tony and her husband, Tom, sitting right up here, I have witnesses. And Jerry and I were standing in the underbelly of the Honolulu airport, checking into the Honolulu airport mini suites, nap and shower. Eight hours for $30. We're just so struck by this. The three of us can't speak. Let me make sure you understand what this is. Have any of you ever, just for the heck of it, stretched out in a casket? When you watch CSI and they go into the morgue and somebody always goes and pulls out a drawer. Whoa. This is like that drawer. I had an MRI last year and the nurse is saying, now, Ms. Robertson, this could be scary. I said, uh-uh. I have been there. I have done that. This is not going to bother me at all. They put Jerry in his, what I call, a tube. We were in tubes. He was asleep in 20 seconds. Happy. Not only saving money from those hotel rooms, but those big shuttle tips back and forth between the airport and the hotel. Tom Meredith, sitting right here, who has claustrophobia, is a tube away, wild-eyed. 8 hours. What time is it? What time is it? Our bodies thought it was 3:30, but he couldn't go. His feet were sticking out into the aisle. This woman is taking Tony and myself on up. Tony's saying things like, don't think I'm not telling this when we get back. Don't think, you know, I'm not a pickle in a jar. I don't know what you think you're putting me. And I'll tell you one thing, how am I going to see that these things don't have windows? I won't see any crystal blue water. Just get in the thing, Tony, and go to sleep. She got in this one, and I got in this one, and you had to crawl on your knees. This is not when we were teenagers. We got on our knees because we could see the pillow up here. Have you ever tried to change clothes in a sleeping bag? Well, I guess y'all have right here. Finally, I got myself turned around, and you don't know where to put your hands. You can feel this wall, and you can feel this wall over here, and touch the ceiling, and you think, well, maybe I put here, and all I thought, oh, visitation. Oh. But I was just about to go to sleep, and I heard at my feet. And I thought, oh, the lady must be back. Maybe she's going to save us, take us somewhere else. I crawled back on my knees and opened my little, like a little boat window, opened it up and looked all around. And there's Tony. She's got hers opened up, and she looks like a wiener sticking out of a bun. I said, what is it? She's so positive. She said, Jeannie, we can communicate tonight if we want to. Well, how are we going to do that? She said, if you want, just spell it out. A is one. Two, that's a B. Three, that's a C. I said, Tony, by the time we tap out, what time do you want to get up in the morning? It will be morning. And I slammed my door and went away. I realize now I didn't hear her slam for a few long seconds, and I might have irritated her just a little bit, but I came back. And by now my sheets are out of my tube, and I wanted to ball them up and throw them on the floor, but there wasn't a floor. And have you ever tried to make up your own bed when you were all on top of it? Jump, you would jump, jump, pull a sheet, jump, pull a sheet, jump, pull a sheet. I was finally trying to get around, and I came back and was just sitting here thinking, all right, we got 7 hours and 47 minutes. All right, light off. I'm going to go. And I heard from my right, from Tony's side. And I knew she wanted me at that door. Crawl back. Get back down here, and I'm going to open it up. But as I said, she's positive. She has a sense of humor, and she keeps a sense of humor. The people here who know her know that. She was smiling. She said, good news and more good news. I said, what is the good news? She said, the good news is if you push the wall behind your pillow, it'll collapse. And if you can pull yourself through, I found the Ann Shower part of the Honolulu Airport. Mini sweet nap and shower. I said, okay, thank you. But she said, there's a little toilet, there's a little sink, everything. You just have to go through that hole. And I said, what is the more good news? She had her hand on the door. She said, the more good news is I have at last seen, when I looked down in that toilet, the crystal blue water.
Amen. Amen. That was Jeannie Robertson again. Now, you can get that on any of your music apps, any of your music sources, as well as YouTube, iTunes, all of those. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. You still have plenty of time to get in your prayer request, your praise report. 904-296-2251 is our live number. 904-624-9868 is our later number. Oh, how I love God. Oh, how I love this comedian Jeannie Robertson. Oh, how I love you. And that's the next song we're going to hear as well. And then come back and finish this word about Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New You is our focus for the year here on Stand in the Gap. But also tonight we specifically talk about make up your mind, having greater dependence on God, greater obedience to God. And we're going to talk about that last point as soon as we get back. I'm going to drop it on you like it's hot. That's right. Talking about the word. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. It's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel. And I still pinch myself just to see if it's real. Said a man ain't supposed to cry. so happy you're still in my life.
Zacardi Cortez is no joke. Amen. Neither is the Lord on a whole nother level. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here tonight to hear your music, to hear your message, and to have this ministry of prayer as we pray for one another. We thank you for every prayer request and every praise report. And we just ask that you continue to do what you do. Be the God, our God, the one and only true God, who continues to show up and show out in our lives as we make our stages blank and ready for you to attend unto our needs, our wants, and the desires that you have for us upon your heart. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. The number to call in later is 904-624-9868. As we talked last night about Happy New Year, Happy New You, as far as the word that came from 2 Corinthians 5, that we have to connect to the power of Christ to accept the fact that we're accepted. We have to collect the presence of the Holy Spirit, not just let the Holy Spirit sit there and be activated, but allow the Holy Spirit, this inner being, to be put into action within our lives. We have to also do our part to correct some of our own bad habits and easy sinfulness and selfishness, because God is doing God's part, so we have to do our parts. It's at this time also that we allow you and let you know that the doors of the kingdom of God are open. They were opened by Jesus when he hung on the cross, when he was resurrected as well, and returned to the right hand of our Creator God. And so at this time, you can accept the fact that you are accepted by God simply by confessing that within your heart, professing it upon your lips, as well as in the way that you try to daily walk this thing out. If you do not have a church home or place where you can worship God and you need some assistance in that, you can definitely call 904-296-2251 when we're here live. And you can call later, 904-624-9868, and I'll be glad to assist you in the places that I know. Again, it's worldwide. There are several places, several connections, several colleagues, and several sons and daughters in ministry throughout this world. Praise be to God, whom we definitely have a place or can find a place. Places that we have, God made it very clear, visited more than a few times, more than a few times, more than two or three times, to get some sense of the gospel being preached, taught, as well as to the best of any of our abilities being lived. And so I don't have anything to say against places where I've heard only gossip or heard only negativity or heard people getting fussed at from the podium, from the pulpit, or people being embarrassed, or people being put down and told that their offerings and tithes were not enough and to send the basket back out. Some of us, as I said, always are falling short, as we all do. Some of us are doing that at different points, and we're going to continue to pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters. So I don't have anything to say about them, but there are definitely ones that I add to the list of my heart, as well as to a list that we can tell you about again throughout the world for good places that are truly, the majority are truly doing what thus saith the Lord and serving God's people. Take that very seriously. So we're going to continue with this word, 1 Kings chapter 18, where Elijah tells the people, again, asks them, tells them, reminds them of what they are doing, that Ahab had sent for the children of Israel and gathered their prophets together on Mount Carmel. This is 1 Kings 18, verse 20. And Elijah, in verse 21, came to all the people and said, "How long will you falter between these two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him," right? This is how we started, right? "But the people answered him not." And that's when Elijah went into this throwdown, showdown, that God definitely did show up and show out. So we know now from this word tonight that to have a happy new year, a happy new you, a happy new day, a happy new month, a happy new moment, new minute, every time that God gives us time, that we have opportunity to allow ourselves to be used by God, we can have a greater relationship and a greater us in the way that God originally created us, what God really purposed for our lives, by having, first of all, greater dependence on God. Secondly, by having greater obedience to God, brain cramp. And thirdly, by having greater allegiance for God, remembering that I am, you are, we are strategically placed where we are, when we are, how we are, why we are, for the same purpose, to be an asset, a tool in God's tool chest, a jewel in God's treasure chest for the kingdom of God. To allow ourselves to be used by God, whether we are in corporate business, whether we are in secular type businesses, whether we are in church or ministry or Christian, whatever we are doing, we were purposed by God, for the people of God. Amen. And so we can resolve to have a greater allegiance for God. No matter how many people were against Elijah, Elijah continued to speak of God only, for that was the primary thought upon his mind. He wasn't trying to be booked or busy or trying to bank all the bags. He was just focused on God. Now, after God showed up and allowed the presence of God to truly be experienced by everyone who was present, then they were on the bandwagon. But it was too late. Then they were crying out, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, yeah, he is God." They made up their minds too late. And that's why the message comes to and through me to you tonight, this weekend, because their actions against God caused them ultimately to be executed. But we still have a chance. It's not too late. We still have a chance because we're still breathing on this side of heaven. We still have a chance because whatever we are going to or through, whatever purgatory on this earth we think we are experiencing from the jail, we still have a place. Whether we are imprisoned at home, we still have a place in God's heart. Whether we are going through situations where we are using our own means and the madness of it to do what we want to do and trying to justify it, the things that we do, that we have God's approval because I need to do a little dirt and cause a little hurt so I can feed my family and I can store things in this house. We don't ever have to allow ourselves to live in unsanctified ways. We can always keep our hustle holy so God can keep his hands upon it. Amen. We continue to walk around wasting time at times when really we don't have time to waste. You know, God has a way of showing us and speaking to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of God's word that's read, that's heard, through music, through song, through melodies, through poems, through spoken words of encouragement, through churches, through ministries, through those who pass you by and just say, God bless you. Sincerely, that is a prayer in itself, and God hears it. God has a way of reminding us also that God is the only one who is not limited by time, not created by time, because God lived beyond time and will live beyond the end of times. But we continue to say some things that are not right because they don't make sense, but they become a part of our connotative language because we continue to think we are greater in some ways than we are. We're not God, even though we're made in the image of God. And we don't give ourselves credit at times either to magnify the time that God gives us. What are you saying? Simplify? Okay, I will. We tend to say, I'm going to make time to do that. And in case you haven't noticed, you ultimately can't make time. I can't make time, but we simply have to take time that God gives us. If we could make time, there are plenty of people who would not be in the graves right now. There are plenty of people who would not be in hell right now because they realized too late that God was serious about being accepted, that you are accepted. And if you don't live for me, if you don't confess me, don't profess me, that yes, your final eternal destination is hell, is damnation, is a total disconnect. Ugh, I shiver just to even say it. A total disconnection from me. And so these people who were coming up against the God that existed for Elijah and through Elijah found themselves in that predicament. I don't want that for you. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for us. We have to remember that God is worthy of praise and God is worthy of worship. God is worthy of our dependence. Why depend on God more and most over any and all other things and people and resources? Because God is dependable. Hallelujah. Why have obedience to God, to allow ourselves to trust God, to be obedient to what God says? Because God is ultimately trustworthy. Amen. Why have an allegiance for God, to allow God to use whatever place or space I'm in for the kingdom of God? Because God is worthy of it. And the main reason we were created, how we were created, is because the Creator, the author and finisher of our faith and our very beings, had us in mind to do certain things that no one else can do. So when you do what you're supposed to do, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and they do what they're supposed to do, and we do what we're supposed to do, then we truly can glorify God. We truly can magnify the kingdom of God. And we truly can help this world to be the world that is a better place, person by person, city by city, state, country, and continent by themselves. In the name of Jesus, we can get it done as a group, as a community, as neighbors worldwide, not just next door, not just down the street, not just even within our immediate area and proximity, but across this world. So God, we pray right now for all of our neighbors. We pray for all of your people to truly keep us mindful of you, to keep our minds stayed on you, to keep you at the forefront of our thoughts, our psyche, to keep you at the forefront when things seem to come against us, to know we don't have to be troubled because you've overcome all tribulations and you will overcome things that come against us. Help us to be reminded that we don't have to worry about weapons that are being made and directed to us, because you, dear God, are the one who reminds us and tells us that they will not prosper. They may at times cause a hit here or a scratch or a cut there, but they will not destroy us when we stay dependent upon you, obedient to you, and keep our allegiance for you and the focus upon your kingdom now and forever. So God, help us to truly be the people of God, to truly love you, to truly allow things to be cleansed out, moved out that have nothing to do with you, and to love each other the way that you love us without condition. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to listen to another song. I'm going to answer these calls. I'm also going to type out some of the prayer requests that comes through the computer. And I'm going to have us right now to do what we need to be reminded of, to simply stand on the word of God. What God says is true. God will not leave us. God will not forsake us. Lo, God is with us always, no matter what we're going through. If you feel like you're going through a spiritual attack, you probably are, and God has your back. If you feel like things are not working out for some reason, there's no reason to doubt. God has your back. If you feel like the favor of God is upon you and that it requires some suffering as well, that's the truth. And I'm going to tell it, because that is how it goes. And God has your back. With the fellowship of his suffering also comes the power of his resurrection. So you be encouraged that when others come against you at times, so they came against the prophets before you. When some try to wrongfully persecute you, so did the prophets before you. And one of the most important prophets we have, of course, the most, is Jesus, Jesus' self. So you are in good company. Amen. Let's listen to Jonathan Butler here on Standing in the Gap, simply singing, I Stand on Your Word.
It's right here. No matter what the situation, I believe, no matter what the circumstances, I believe, I stand on your word, I stand on your promise, I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes. Soul says yes. No matter what the situation, I believe. I believe. Even though the circumstances, I believe, I stand on your word, stand on your promise, I stand on your word, I stand on your promise, my soul says yes, soul says yes, to your will. Your way, I will trust and obey to your will, to your way, Lord. I will trust and obey. Stand on your word, stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes, says yes. My soul says yes, my soul says yes. No matter what, you gotta stand on the word. No matter what.
That's right. Hallelujah. That is Jonathan Butler. Thank God for him and all his gifts Thank God for him being a treasure to the people of God. We heard him sing, I Stand on Your Word, as well as what we just heard, No Matter What. And that is what we have to do as well. For those who just may be tuning in now, this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. And so glad to be here. Take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and to share the word of God through message and music. So I want that type of praise and that type of worship, right, that we just heard Brother Jonathan Butler sing about, say about the truth about God being so worthy of it. And that's the type of praise and worship that this character, this person that we are talking about, this prophet Elijah had as well, that no matter what type of praise to go about a happy new year, a happy new you, a happy new me, we have to continuously to become more and more dependent upon God, become more and more obedient to God, and to have more and more of an allegiance for God, the purpose that God has given us all individually as well as collectively. We got to get that Elijah type of praise, so that no matter what, that no matter what kind of praise, because God has a no matter what kind of love for us, right? No matter what circumstances look like, no matter what I feel like, no matter how the situations come against me, no matter what the doctor says or the surgeon says or even the test results say, no matter what type of praise, hallelujah, is in order. No matter what my teacher said or my guidance counselor tried to profess upon me, no matter what my friends believe or no matter what my family thinks that I can't achieve, I've got to know, no matter what, God is worthy of praise, worthy of trust and honor and glory. No matter what I think, no matter when it looks like I'm going to sing, that's when we learn to put ourselves as what I call God-O-Matic. Not just automatic, but God-O-Matic. I praise him just because. Train myself, my body, my mind, my psyche, my emotions, everything to trust God no matter what, because God is trustworthy. Praise him because I can. Pray to him because I should. And just to love and live for him just because God says so. You ought to remind yourself, I'm going to praise God even more just by being more dependent, more obedient, and have more allegiance to him. Not just because God is good, because God is good, right? But God's also simply just is. God is the Alpha and the Omega of every situation, the beginning and the end and the middle too. God is the sustainer of my life, the maintainer of my mind. God is the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon, but God is also the sweetest thing I have ever experienced in my life. God is my friend, my best friend, my bestest friend when I can't find one, my father when my own daddy won't claim me, my mother when I can't find the one who originally named me. God is my sister when my own has become a disaster, and God is my brother when my own one won't even come after me. God can relate to all my situations and situations, for God too is the one who shows us just how to love. Jesus ultimately showed us what Elijah showed us in the Old Testament. Jesus showed us in the New by continuously being obedient and dependent and trusting and being allegiance for God. Between Jesus' earthly existence and his heavenly ascension, I'll say it that way, Jesus showed us exactly what to do to have that no matter what type of praise. To praise his Father by saving God's people, that he came for us, he died for us, he got up for us, is resurrected for us, and he did it, why? Just for us. So, of course, I'm going to give praise. And yes, of course, there are times where I'm going to give in or be influenced overly so by the worldliness around me, by others who are also not claiming to be Christians, but are Christians. But will you try to be more Christ-like? Pre-time, post-time, meantime, in-between time, whatever time God gives us to praise him, to adore him, to honor him, to be dependent, obedient, and allegiance for him, let's take that time since we can't make that time. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth instead of those profane and foul words. I'm going to bless the Lord with hallelujahs. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. The Lord's name is worthy to be praised no matter what. And his name is Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. His name is Jesus in the sanctuary. So praise him. His name is Jesus in the firmament of his power. So praise him. His name is Jesus in his power. And even the midst of my problems, his name doesn't change. His aim doesn't change. So my claim to him does not change either. I'm going to praise him with the sound of the trumpet and not just complaining. I'm going to praise him with the sound of every instrument that I have and don't have. And if I'm not a musician, I'm going to praise him just because I have breath in my body, strength in my bones, sense in my mind, and a heart that's beating because of Jesus. Elijah tells us that whenever, whatever comes towards us, there's no reason to ever worship or adore any other thing, any false gods, as well as any false prophets, as well as any famines, any type of friends or family that come against you, any kind of foes, even in this earthly existence that we have. We know that the faithfulness of God will always honor the faith of God's people. So when you do come against these things that come against us, know that God is with you. There are some things in our lives where we're going to have to also do our part in cleaning some things out. There are some situations where God has been telling us over and over again to let go of these things. There are some relationships that are so unhealthy that God has shown us over and over again that what we are trying to keep together and to make work, God is trying to break apart because it won't work. It has not been ordained by God. There are some places, and I have to be honest with you, where we worship, where we praise, and yes, we have to be in the assembly of God, and we have to be in the right place where God wants us to be. And some of our places where we have been year after year and continuously find ourselves not growing, and God is showing you that God has something better for you at a different place. We have to be obedient to God, dependent upon God all the time, and allegiance to God, knowing that my purpose ultimately and overall is all about the kingdom of God, to give my life to the one who gave his life for me. Amen. There are some times that we go through some stuff, Lord have mercy, and putting up with the same foolishness from the same people, the same places, and the same spaces. We just got to say goodbye to it because it makes no sense. Look, I'm going to need a little help from my sister Jasmine. This next song is not a religious song. It's not a gospel song, but it has theology all throughout it. Help me, Jasmine, to tell us, to remind us. Sometimes we have to realize that some people have said I do and then they don't. Some people have said I love you or care about us only to the point that we can care for them. Some people in our lives, and no matter who and how they are, biological, spiritual, have become diabolical, and God wants us to do better. And we have to realize that what we thought was forever simply does not last.
You see, I love that man.
Tells you.
I mean, I love that man. I gave him everything I had. All of me. But it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for him. You ever love somebody that much? Oh. But I had to realize.
Tell it, tell it.
I was loving him more than I loved myself. And that ain't right.
No, it's not.
No, no, that ain't right. No.
Say it again.
No, no, that ain't right. No, no. Oh. Yeah. So if there's anybody in here in a relationship, but you know ain't doing nothing but bringing you down, 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 oh, so say bye, 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 bye. Say bye, 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 bye. Say bye, 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 bye. Say bye, 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 bye. Say bye, bye, bye.
Theology in there, even though it's not gospel song, it is theology. Yes, you are still listening to the gospel radio station, Praise 107.9. This is Monica R. Hooks of Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica, Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, as well as Discipleship for Discipleship, which you can also call if you need some help, some counseling, you need to tap in a little extra help, as all champions do. That number is 904-624-9868, 904-624-9868. 9868. That's also the number that you can use as an alternate for Standing in the Gap if you want to leave your prayer request and or praise report or any other question or concern that you want to share at any time outside of the broadcast. So as we close out this word on our overall theme for the year, Happy New Year, Happy New You, tonight's word is focused on make up your mind. Choose this day whom you will serve. As we talked about Elijah and the example that God shows us and continues to show us over and over, how to be more dependent, to be that happier self, how to be more obedient, to be that happier child of God, and how to have more allegiance for the very purpose of God that is always about more than any earthly things that we may allow ourselves to get distracted. It's always about the kingdom of God. Everything we go through that brings about hurt or suffering is still a way that we can be used, how we come out of it for the kingdom of God. Every favor, every blessing that we have and get is still about how we can allow ourselves to use those things for the people of God, the kingdom of God, and to give God greater glory. Amen. So as I started, I was talking about how I had to walk around the grocery store, and we do, all of us do at some point, or have other ways to get those things. There are a lot of different ways that we have to continue to choose what we want to take, what we want to bring home, what we want to purchase, as well as what we want to believe in. And again, there's so many options, at times too many options. I remember even rushing once in the same store and having a timeline, because you know, I'm very punctual. Side note saying that, I apologize when Standing in the Gap on the rebroadcast nights are not at the 11 o'clock time, because you know, I know we serve an on-time God, so we should always be on time. Amen. It's simply because the way the automatic system is set up and the program and it's set up that some of the commercials add on time and a person is not here to go ahead and chime that in. So engineers here do a great job, but I wanted you to know, if you don't hear Standing in the Gap by 11:15, it's simply because it is not either programmed in, or it's just that it is also, like I said, not punctual, because